But before we finish, I think we need to return to Earth, even though we never really left it. We need to befriend the Earth and the other elements as well. The elements can guide us into more natural ways of living. Meditating, we may start noticing how the artificiality of our present culture is really quite extreme. Probably not as extreme as it could get, but it is quite extreme. Sometimes we hardly go outside a building or a car for weeks on end. We use electric machines to do every conceivable task, even to clean our own teeth. And we do less and less physical work. And because of this, we easily get overweight, or we have to invest lots of extra time on special exercise regimes. I mean, I don't have anything at all against machines or technology. Not at all. I've got a car, I've got a mobile phone, I've got two computers. I think technology is magical. I love it. But I do think it can be much better used. And for me, Butterfield, probably isn't the real Butterfield, but the Butterfield in my mind somehow symbolises this whole issue. I don't see Butterfield as a crude escape into a kind of romantic primitivism. You know, a place where you just take off your clothes and bang drums. I mean, some people might do that. I mean, I might do that too. But doing that is nothing in itself. It's only a step on the way. It's an experiment in simplicity. That word, primitive, comes from the idea of primacy. It's what is primary, what is first, what comes first, what's essential, what's elemental. It's an attempt to find true simplicity. True simplicity is whatever allows more space, more awareness, more room for compassion and for wisdom. It doesn't mean you live in the town or in the country, or you live in a house or in a teepee or even in a cardboard box. It doesn't matter. The ideal of simplicity is a search for what is truly valuable and beautiful and free. And what is truly valuable, beautiful and free is enlightenment, or liberation from tunnel vision, as it's sometimes called. That liberation is all I've been talking about this morning. The liberation of becoming more natural, more in tune with our true nature, our enlightened nature, and the ways we can dissolve the artificiality in our lives, especially through the practice of awareness of the universal elements of the earth, the water, the fire, the wind, the space, and consciousness.